All right, man. Well, you know, you with Dub CNN right now, and you're a young hot rod out of G-Unit, and you represent Phoenix, but I heard you're actually from the West Coast.
Yeah, man, West Coast, man. I was born and raised in Sacramento, California.
Right, and, you know, how long did you live there?
I was there for about 18 years.
Okay, but you say you represent Phoenix, right? You're not representing the West Coast, though.
No, I'm representing both, man. Arizona is West Coast. You know, it is West Coast. I'm representing both. You know what I'm saying? If you hear me talk about where I'm from, I tell you straight up. You know what I'm saying? I was born and raised in Sac. You know what I'm saying? 916. And, you know, I'm currently in Arizona, but it's all West Coast.
Have you had any collaborations or any affiliation with Sacramento artists?
Nah, no Sacramento artists, man. It was, when I came to AZ, I did most of my grinding in AZ. You know,
I
was born and raised in Sac. You know what I'm saying? But then everything came together when I went to Phoenix.
Okay, because, you know, it's some heavy hitters out there, you know, like Sebo and Brother Lynchung, and, you know, it's a lot of cats from Sacktown putting it down for a long time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, Sebo lives in Scottsdale, you know, I linked up with him.
Oh, for real? He out there?
Yeah, he out in Scottsdale, Arizona. You know, I got his contacts. You know, I've been chopping it up with him.
Yeah, I know he had some problems with G-Unit before, but I heard it's all squashed now.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, he linked up with Spider, you know, talked it out, whatnot. You know, he's been at all the video shoots, and, you know, we've basically been chopping it up, so it's definitely all good.
Okay, that's a business. And, you know, what was your path in the rap game before hooking up with the Unit?
You said before? Yeah, well...
Yeah, before.
I started off producing, you know what I'm saying, and then I eventually moved on, you know, into rapping, you know, and I started rapping in high school. You know, doing little shows and whatnot. I was actually, like, you know, battling, doing battle raps and, you know, battling for money and all that type of stuff. Then eventually I moved into, you know, doing it more serious, you know, with recording, you know, trying to get my album and all that good stuff. So when I moved out to Arizona, that's when I was really recording, you know, and doing it real heavy, you know, networking with producers and other artists. And I was recording my LP. I was going distributed independently, you know, locally through in Phoenix.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But while I was doing that, I was also, you know, trying to get my music shop, you know, shopped around and whatnot. I was in the middle of doing that. And while that was going on, I just happened to send my demo out to G-Unit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then that's what happened. That's how I pretty much got the call. You know what I'm saying? Actually, the dude, how I really got in there, one of the dudes, his name was Torres Scott. He's from Arizona, and he worked as an engineer with G-Unit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And he came, he went out. It was like an online site. It was called 602streets.com. He posted up on there. He was accepting demos. You know, a lot of people thought he was lying or whatnot. So I sent him the demo. He got it in the hand and shot money. You know what I'm saying? And then somehow it got hands of 50 Cent inside his beat package, and he listened to it on accident and heard it and thought it was hot. You know what I'm saying? And just gave me a call, and then that's how I pretty much got on that way. You know, so. And all this happened. This happened late January.
Okay.
I sent them my demo early December.
All right.
Of 2005.
Okay, and who are your musical influences when you were coming up?
When I was coming up, man, I mean, when I was in Sac, I was real, you know, when I got into beats and, you know, I was experimenting with rapping, I was influenced by a lot of Bay Area artists, man, like, you know, E-40, you know what I'm saying, like Mac Dre, you know, Mac Ball, RBL, Three Times Crazy, you know what I'm saying? As the time went on, you know, I was, getting influenced by Jay-Z, of course, 50 Cent when he came out, you know, with the How to Rob and all that good stuff. And Biggie and Pop, you know, basically all the legends, you know what I'm saying, so.
Okay, and how did you come up with the name Hot Rod?
Well, I was Young Rod when I first started out, you know what I'm saying, then when I got signed, I came to the mansion, we was talking about it, and we came to the agreement that there's too many Youngs, you know what I'm saying, Young, you know, Jock, Young Buck, like Young everybody, so Fifth threw it out there, he was like, you know, what you think about Hot Rod, you know, I think that's kind of hot, I was like, yeah, I like that actually. You know what I'm saying? So then, because I got this for cars, you know what I'm saying? And like exotic cars, fast cars, and whatnot. So kind of tied in real well. then we ended up calling the album Fast Lane, you know, because the content on my album is, it's kind of like living in this, like living in the fast lane.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I know you heard that term before. So
yeah.
It kind of all tied in. You know what I'm saying?
All right, and you know, G-Unit is flooded with new artists right now, and there's a lot of albums dropping in the near future. What do you think can make you stand out?
What's going to make me stand out is really how my album, is the content on my album. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not a traditional album as far as what I'm talking about. You know, I'm not talking about shooting nobody's head off. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about slinging crack in the hood and this and that, because that's not, I didn't have to go through that. You know, I didn't have to experience that lifestyle. So when you hear my album, I'm kind of like the little brother of the group. You know what I'm saying? I'm like the one that's running around, you know, making it, talking about funny things, making jokes. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, you know, girls all day and partying and fast cars and all that good stuff. I'm kind of like the young cat, you know, the energy.
Okay.
Around. So that's what's gonna really make me stand out, and that's what you can from the project.
Okay, so you're not on the gangster tip.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And you know, your first single features Mary J. Blige and it's called Be Easy. How is it to record with a legend like Mary J. Blige on your first single on a major label?
Man, it was crazy because it was the first song that I actually recorded when he flew me out here to you know what I'm saying? It was Olivia originally wrote it, and she had performed it, and then I wrote the two verses. It came out real hot, you know what I'm saying? It was real crazy. And then later on, we decided to, our fifth decided, he asked, he's like, you know, what you think about getting Mary J. Blige on it? I'm like, woo! You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, you know, let's make it happen. So he played it for her. She thought it was hot, and she was like, yeah, I definitely want to get on it. You know what I'm saying? So it was an honor, you know, and for being my first single and me being a new cat in the game and being able to land a single with Mary J. Blige is definitely an honor, man.
Right. You know, when it first came out, a lot of people were buzzing about that it was produced by Dr. Dre. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's like what it was already in the computer, man. You know, when I came in there, it was like Dre / Jake One who did it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I guess it was like co-produced by Jake One.
Okay.
He's out of Seattle.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know Jake One.
That's what I'm letting people know, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people were saying it was Dre. I didn't put that out there, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even know who did it, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Everybody else was coming to me and they were saying, yeah, it's Dre. I'm like, oh shit, that's Dre. And then I was hearing it was Jake One, you know, so there's like a whole bunch of stories behind it. I didn't pick the beat. I wasn't in the studio when they did the beat, so. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to say, hey, it's Dre, co-produced by Jake One, so whoever really did it is getting the credit, you know what I'm saying?
All right, and how has the reception of the single been so far?
Oh, it's good, man. You know, we're working it, and right now we up to, I believe it's like 400 spins a week, and the video's about to drop this week.
Yeah, I've seen it already. It's on the internet.
Yeah, it's on there, man. It's getting spins, and the video's premiering, I'm posting an interview, but the video's premiering this Wednesday coming up.
Okay.
On Sucker Free on MTV2 and Direct Effect. And then I'm gonna be on 106 and Park this Friday.
Okay.
Dropping the video off. So, you know, do an interview and it's gonna be a real good look, man, you know, when the video come out, because visually, I know everyone knows the name Hot Rod, you know what I'm saying, but visually they can't really make the connection. So, you know, me being out there on MTV2 and on 106 and Park is definitely going to bring it all together, you know, and just make it happen.
All right, and tell us a little bit about the upcoming record, Fast Lane. You know, who produced on it?
Well, God, actually, I brought some of my producers with me, man, from that I network with, you know what I'm saying. I got a dude from H-Town, his name is Lab Ox. Up and coming producer, you know what I'm saying? I got a cat named Imrel, up and coming dude. I work with him, you know, a whole lot. Also, a cat named Sound Squad. I did a track with them. I got Rock Water on the record. Also, new artists, Cadiz and Sean. They did the second single actually There's some up and coming cats called Chase the Cat. It's featuring 50 Cent. You know, and if you follow Unit projects, man, you know, we always make names. You know, we go for up and coming producers because we don't want to stick to that, you know, that traditional sound of the game. You know, everyone always runs to, you know, the big man producers.
Right.
You know, and we actually go through CDs and listen for, you know, just hot beats. You know what I'm saying? So there's gonna be a lot of new cats you're gonna see on the album, man. It's gonna be real hot, man. It's definitely gonna be real hot.
Okay, and what about guest appearances?
Guest appearances, Kept It to the Unit, man, and Mary J. Blige. You know what I'm saying? I got 50 on it, of course, I got Olivia, got Buck, got Banks, like I said, of course, Mary J. And I got my artist from Arizona. I got Willie Northpole, Sin Q, and my man Carnegie. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get them introduced to the game.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to really, you know, get my people out there too, man. And, you know, when I explode, I got my people, they can explode with me as far as the producers and the artists. And,
right, because, you know, a lot of people were saying that when you sign a G-Unit, you have no control over who you put on your record because, you know, like, Game dropped and he didn't have anybody from his camp, and Mobb Deep dropped and they didn't have, like, you know, the cast that used to work with, but you saying you still bringing your old people with you, right?
Oh, yeah, man, you know, because I basically stayed focused, man. I was working on tracks with them, and, you know, I really pushed to get them on the album. You know what I'm saying? Because, you see, when I drop, you know, I got people coming after me, man. It's going to be kind of similar to how G-Unit, you know, how 50 Cent came and then he had Banks and Buck. They had Banks, Buck, and Yale.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like the same situation that's going to happen right here, you know. So I'll push for that, man. And on top of that, it's like the cats I'm bringing in, they're just so hot, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they got the streets on lockout in AZ and it's just a real good look, man. So it only made sense to have them on my actual project, you know. So it's gonna be a whole other movement coming, man. You know, and I'm just real excited for it.
Okay, and have you had a chance to work with other new G-Unit artists such as 40 Glock or Spider Lo?
Nah, I'm gonna hop on some on their mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get to work with them on my project, but you know, we definitely in the studio. We got a couple of tracks, you know, trying to make it happen. You know, I'm gonna be on the on 40 Glock's next tape. And definitely work with Spider, so he actually coming down to the mansion probably in a few days. So
okay, and you know, traditionally G-Unit artists release a mixtape with Who Kid before the album drops. Are we gonna see that with you too?
Yeah, well, I'm working on a tape right now. It's not really necessary, but I'm definitely working on a tape right now. I'm not sure when it's gonna drop, but I'm all over the I'm on the G-Unit Radio 22.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and we trying to see what we got in store for number 23. So I'm just put it out there. I'm working on it with Who Care right now, and if we get it, you know what I'm saying, then it'll definitely be out there.
Okay, now are you planning to get involved in any ongoing rap beefs that June is involved with, or are you just doing your own thing?
Yeah, we're doing my thing, man. Right now, June, you know, June as a team, we're not focusing on, you know, beefing with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Of course, unless cats might as crazy. You know what I'm saying? All that, you know, the beef, you know, kind of like the game beef, all that, you know, that's old, man. You know, it's kind of played out. And, you know, we're just trying to focus on, you know, me and myself, of course, I'm trying to focus on just becoming, you know, an established artist. And so it's money, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to get sidetracked, you know, and put my energy towards, you know, some haters or, you know, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? And Fifth told me, you know, he's like, since you're coming in, you know, you're not just personally inheriting all the beef. You know, you don't have to feel like you gotta go sit in the studio and think about diss tracks and all that. He's like, focus on your album, focus on how, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna, all your performances, and just focus in on how you're gonna become successful, you know, as an artist, you okay. know what I'm saying, and all that stuff, worry about that later, you know what I'm saying. So right now, I'm not even, you know, putting my energy towards the whole beef.
All right, that sounds like you got your head on straight.
Oh yeah, for sure, man, you know.
And you know, G-Unit has had insane success since the release of Get Rich or Die Trying, but the last releases have went down sales-wise. Does that worry you?
Does that worry me? Nah, man, it doesn't worry me, man, because, I mean, you look at it, like, you know, Yayo went gold, you know what I'm saying? And Cats, it's really, you look at all the releases that come out from other artists on other labels, a lot of people can't go gold. but just because of the standards.
Yeah, I guess it's the expectations that kill you.
Yeah, it's the expectations, you know what I'm saying? People, through the expectations and you being on top, you know what I'm saying, people want to see you fail. So they look at gold and they make a big deal out of it. Like, oh, you know, you only went gold, everybody else went platinum, so, oh, G-Unit's falling off. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, sometimes you have some wins, you have, you know what I'm saying? It's a record company. You know, if you pointed out all the losses on Capitol Records or Def Jam or this and that, you know what I'm saying? You can go on for days, you know what I'm saying? But all that just comes when you're on top, man. And it's not really worrying me. You know, I have a lot of confidence in my project. I think, you know, I'm gonna do real well. You know, I know I'm going to go platinum, you know what I'm saying? But I'm expecting, I want to go, you know, two or three times, you know, that'll really, you know, that'll satisfy me. And I think it's real possible with my situation.
Okay. And, is there anything else that you would like to let everybody know?
Label man coming out, 150, it's 150, Entertainment, you know, ENT.
That's your label?
Coming out. Yeah, that's my label, man. Got that coming. You know, my artists, you know, I got Willie North Pole, I got CinQ, which is CinQue. You know what I'm saying? I got J Trees and Mr. Meese, you know what I'm saying? I got them all coming out and just working on it, man. Just the album's coming out top of the year, you know what I'm saying? Early 07, early January. And just get ready for it, man. My MySpace, too, my MySpace.com. /RodT, RODT. If you can get that in there.
Yeah, no problem.
Shout out to my sister, you know what I'm saying, Tanisha. Just get that in there for me.